Number 99 from January of 2009, Your Version of Normal. I'm beginning to think that the forces of evil are working overtime to make sure that God's people can't get together to worship due to all the winter weather we've been having. It seems like every Saturday night it starts snowing and continues through Sunday morning. Then it turns frigidly cold during the week just to make sure we get the message to stay home. Somebody at the hospital said to me the other day that they had never seen anything like this weather and that it was awful. I replied that I had seen weather just like this and worse in Minnesota and North Dakota, but I hadn't seen it in Indiana. After living here for almost 30 years, I have gotten used to not having what I call real winter. We usually get a few cold days in December, and then some cold rain in January, and then some wet snow in February, and then it's over. That is not bad, and I have become spoiled by the mild winters. I can remember that it snowed about an inch one Sunday morning when I was on Vicarage in Atlanta, Georgia. And the drivers were going nuts doing donuts at every intersection and driving in the ditches and up on people's lawns. I wondered what in the world they would do if they ever actually had a winter storm. It would surely be the end of the world, and they would be looking for Jesus. That was not normal for them. But I remember the words of my old chaplaincy supervisor who said, "Well, whatever folks grew up with or got used to, that's their version of normal." I guess that's the way it is. In North Dakota, every vehicle had a block heater, and there were electrical plug-ins at every parking spot at the work site. After putting in your eight-hour day, you would unplug your vehicle, throw the cord in the back seat, and away you would go. It kind of reminded me of tying up and then untying your horse from a different era. That is normal up there. Snow plows ran at the first sign of snow and continued till the storm stopped. Road ditches were mowed, and snow fences were installed where it drifted the worst. That is normal. But what people take for normal happens in a lot more areas than just the weather. Every week as I lead group therapy on the psychiatric unit, I am appalled at what some of the patients grew up with and what was considered normal to them. One young woman said that every day her father came home half drunk, started a fight with her mother, beat the tar out of her mom, then got the rest of the way drunk, came into her room to sexually abuse her, then passed out, and got up the next day to do the very same thing. That was a normal day in their family. Another young man said his dad would line everybody up in the living room and go down the line cursing at them and calling them names for about an hour. He would then pass out and repeat the procedure the next day. I believe that God has a special place in his heart for people who have been shamed and abused like this and who are now just guessing at what normal is supposed to be, and many times they're guessing wrong. I believe that the God who knew them before they were even born knows their struggles now, knows how desperate and depressed they are, and knows why they sometimes attempt and commit suicide. They have gotten the shaming message that they are worthless and should not exist, and so they sometimes make that happen. I also believe that those of us who were fortunate enough to have had a different kind of normal that should have a special place in our hearts for those folks too. We are the ones that God provided to give them a different message of acceptance and hope and unconditional love. We don't know what people grew up with or what their particular version of normal was, but it would behoove us to keep our ears open to see if the gospel message might speak to them. This could be the beginning of a new normal for them.